Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Kindness. Mm-hmm. I know you're full of kindness, yeah. So to teach us all, yeah, we're trying to model after you.
This is important perspective that we, like you're saying, we try so hard to have on VFN TV is that we're known by our love, and love is not something that just, you know, we have to do it. We have to make that deliberate action. It's like when we see one another.
You mean love's not just like a ooey gooey feeling that just comes upon you and just
no.
No, it's
no.
I was
saddened too, and it wasn't when I realized it wasn't the ooey gooey feeling.
Wow! Okay.
But it's just like when we see someone to our left or to our right going through, you know, dropping, you know, their paper. Stop. Mm. Help them out. Tell someone.
Don't just walk past them.
Don't just walk past them.
That's your problem.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, think about this. You know, we've heard it many times before. Someone has said, "Do unto others as you would want done to you."
Yeah, I've read that somewhere.
I read that once or twice. Kindness is simple, and it's so simple that you've seen many posts on social media that when someone does it, it goes viral because you're like, oh my goodness, we're seeing so much darkness increasing, and it's just like it's that much more of an opportunity for us to share the light. Mm. And I came across a video that it was just like you see people that there is people moving in compassion. There is people moving in kindness. And it's like, if you're not recognizing, if you're not seeing it, you forget that it exists. So I want you to watch this and be encouraged.
Very kind. Thank you so much. Oh, it's heavy. Mind yourself. Thank you so much. That's really kind.
Wake up, we're at Clapham Junction.
Wake me up before you go, go. Leave me hanging on like a yo-yo. Take me dancing tonight.
Hey, Goofy.
Wow.
If we're seeing that, how much more does God see us being kind to one another?
That was so cool. Yeah. Man, does that happen to you everywhere you go? You get music, and every time you do a kind deed? That is awesome. No. Wow. When you see that, and it brought such, you know, a smile to our face to see just people being kind and loving. Mm. It reminds me of a time I went to the store with my son and one of my sons, and we're just picking up some junk food. Don't tell anyone. Some snacks for the game. And we're just going in real quick. The lady behind us, as we're checking out, she told the cashier and pointed to me and my son, his stuff and his stuff, put it on my bill. And we, at first, didn't even understand what she was saying. Like, she possibly couldn't have said that. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
So we turned back and said, no, no, it's, you know, it's okay. And she says, oh, no, put that, told the cashier, put that on my bill. And she looked over to me and says, God has been good to me. And just in that one moment, man, I just felt so loved. It was so nice. I'm like, wow, you know, that was so nice of you. Imagine what would happen, and give her a big hug. What would happen if you intentionally today chose to do something extraordinarily kind to someone you don't even know without expecting anything in return? Imagine if you did it twice. Imagine if you did it three times in one day. Listen, we want to encourage you. Be kind to someone. Be loving. Allow your day to be interrupted so that you can do good works in the name of Christ. Jesus went around doing good, and he wants to use you to do it. Be loving and kind to someone today. Steve, would you close us out in prayer?
Well, Father God, we just thank you, Lord, that the greatest demonstration of love was in Jesus. And God, you desire for us to be your hands and to be your feet. God, help us to recognize the people that you've placed around us, to just be just demonstrators of love, demonstrators of kindness and compassion, and not expect the ooey-gooey feeling, but just to love people, regardless of who they are, regardless of where they are, but just to say, I just want to love you in the name of Jesus, God. And we just pray, Lord, that you would do a mighty work out in all of our cities, regardless of where we are. And we just give you all the praise for what you do. And Lord, we just continue to cry out to you, God, that you would end abortion, God, that you'd send revival, Lord, and that you would bring, God, a third great awakening, Lord, upon this entire land. And Lord, we just ask you for wisdom on how we should respond in the things, Lord, that we see in this world, and to always move in love, God. Yes, in Jesus' name, Lord. Amen. Amen. Amen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.